BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
BBC Radio.
One.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, there's a new temperature check as you walk into the Radio 1 building, and I'm really scared I'll fail it because they just get too hot. Also, our quiz today, Don't Look It Up, includes more Radio 1 live lounges that time forgot. I mean, even I forgot that some of these existed. Sean Paul mixes it up from us from Jamaica. Freya Ridings gets the vocal coach treatment from me. And we really want to crash your Zoom quiz. Loads of people getting in touch already. Hello to Lauren. Happy birthday. I know you're 24 today. Lockdown birthday. Always fun. Go for a walk. Nathan Harrogate says, can you give a big yes, queen, to my colleague at Helena? No, Eleanor, sorry. Not Helena, Eleanor, who is back working with me today / causing trouble full time. She's been off for weeks, but it's good to have her back. That's Nathan in Harrogate. How are you, Chris? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I had a good weekend. How about yourself? Yeah, everything fine with you?
I'm good.
I quite like that we catch up. The thing is, it's weird for us, isn't it? Because, you know, like everyone else, a lot of people haven't seen their mates and that. And that's been the same with us. Like, I haven't seen you for ages now.
No.
I was only just thinking that this morning. It's like, we go again. It feels kind of normal doing this. But I haven't seen you for ages.
We're on the radio, but then that's it. Like, I don't see you, obviously. You're at home. I've got a bit fatter, but that's happened to a lot of people. But apart from that, I'm kind of the same. Still,
it's going to be weird when we reunite, isn't it? Like, we should definitely just do it on air when it happens. Do you know what I mean? The actual moment.
Yeah.
I wonder if the thing is, I'm playing it up in my head. It'll probably be just dead disappointing, won't it?
I think I'm overthinking this a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I am fully hand sanitized. My 3-bean chili has leaked in my bag because I'm bringing in lunch in every day, you see, because there's nothing open. How are you coping with lunch? Oh, you're next to your kitchen, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. That's the worst thing. So I sort of walk downstairs to here and then around lunchtime, I go and get my lunch from next door, and then I walk back, and it's just slightly... Do you know what I want to start doing is all the places that I used to go for lunch when I used to sort of be around Radio 1, I kind of want to start recreating here.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because if this is what's going to happen, it would be quite nice to have some of my favourite places and learn how to do their food.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Then I can just sort of pretend that I've been going there.
Well, you can't get them here at the moment anyway because they're all closed.
Ah, fair point.
So that's gone well. Full leak to the point where the juice has fully immersed the bottom of the bag. It's fully wet. I'm also fully temperature checked. That's a thing as of today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So can I? Yeah, go on.
You have to now. It was voluntary before, but now, and I think it's a good thing, when you walk into the BBC before you go in the doors, you have to look at a camera. And it's like magic. It takes your temperature. I guess that's some kind of thermal imaging thing. But the stress is real. Because as you know, I get hot. I'm a sweaty fox, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I love this. So they take your temperature on the way in now. I mean, it's a good idea and all.
But a Mac. Yeah. But then there's a moment of 5 seconds of waiting where you're like, oh, God, am I going to pass? Oh, God. Oh, no, because I am quite hot. And then you start sweating more. And then... the camera goes bleep, and he goes, and you can go through and like, phew!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Ollie, the poster. You says maybe they should have Jordan North in a glass box in case you fail the temperature check line. Like, break glass for emergency Jordan North. Because if I fail it tomorrow, they won't let me in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that idea. So he's just stood there waiting for someone to fail the check. Doesn't matter what radio network it is.
Yeah.
Could be Radio 2, Radio 1, could be any of them. And he's the break glass.
Yeah, so he's just there, like, all the time, 24-7, in a glass box. And then if anyone fails the temp check, he's there. Great idea.
Yeah, and he's just sort of willing you to fail as well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Go on, Millsy.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
Maybe Scott, you could run in tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Ryan, how can I help?
Hiya, Chris, you all right? Just want to give a thank you to Chris for coming on our quiz on Friday.
Cool. I'm Scott. This is Chris. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan. Yes.
What's this?
Okay, yes. This is a throwback.
What happened?
Yeah, so on Friday we had a quiz and messaged Chris and he joined and gave us a quick 5 minutes.
You crashed someone else's quiz?
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened here. So on Friday night, I've got into this little routine of doing a poker night with my mates. And anyway, I was waiting for that. And I went into, you know, the Instagram folder where like anyone can just slide into your DMs.
Yeah.
I was flicking through that and I saw a message from Ryan here inviting me to join his Zoom, his like his quiz Zoom.
What, with his
so
mates?
I just thought, yeah, I've got 15 minutes, poured myself a drink and thought, why not? Anyway, went on that. This was so fun. I clicked on the link, right? Went into their quiz and it's like 15, 20 blokes, all in fancy dress, all with the backgrounds on Zoom, you know, like all different backgrounds. And they're there doing a proper quiz. I just got involved for a bit. It was awesome.
I love this idea. What a great idea.
It was so fun.
You were waiting for your poker night and you had 15 minutes spare. It's like, yeah, I'll crash your Zoom quiz.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought, do you know, people message you, I think they're just being kind, right? And I thought, do you know, I don't do this enough. And it was a bit random, but turned up, met 15 quality blokes. One of them looked exactly like Ben Stokes, ironically. And and had a very, very pleasant
very
15
pleasant
minutes. Joined in with, in fact, I felt like it was a bit of a distraction from the quiz, to be honest, if we're being truthful about it. There wasn't much quizzing, but it was just nice to meet a decent group of blokes. We should do it more though. It's just fun because it's like, with all due respect, I have the same group of mates that I'm doing poker with, quizzes with. It's family and friends. I quite like branching out like that.
Right. Do you know what? I'm keen to do that this week. If anyone's having a quiz this week with their mates or whatever, my DMs are open. Or you
let's
can
do it.
Like email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Tell us what your quiz is, and maybe one of us or both of us could like pop up and make a little guest appearance this week. Hi guys, you just need to send us the link. Email or DM, it's all good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, we got a load of new quizzes today. Morning, Danny, and the beautiful Olivia. That's what Danny just called you. They're on the Wirral. Let's say thanks, Radio 1, for keeping us company through this weird time. Logan's on, playing along with Alicia. Let us know what you're playing for today. Some people are playing for, like, who cooks dinner tonight. Some people are playing for who gets the drinks in later from the supermarket. Or who buys the first round when the pub's finally open. 81199. Okay, let's play Don't Look It Up. Do not use the internet. We will be checking. We'll be doing random checks, won't we, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. It's a random check. Don't be that person.
Don't.
That's what we're saying. Don't be that person. Come on, we're all better than that.
Nathan Worcester is off work today, so he's playing with himself. Alex is on board. He's in Chippenham in Wiltshire, playing remotely with Susanna, his wife. Okay, here we go.
Round one.
Please welcome your quizmaster for today. It's Grace. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Hiya.
Hi, Chris.
Quizmaster Will is working from home today, probably in a pair of check trousers. What do you think, Chris?
Absolutely. Yeah, he'll still be in the
Scott
in those sort of Paddington Bear trousers.
That's right.
That he likes to wear.
We love you, Will.
Great to have you along, Grace. This is your first outing as quiz. Master, mistress?
What's the correct term? Mistress is fine, Chris.
But here's the thing, right? Grace is a seasoned quizzer. Where do you used to do all your quizzes?
High Wycombe, the Crown.
In the Crown. Oh, hang on, Will's been on. He's in his hammock at home. Of course he is.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Grace used to be a keen pub quizzer, like setting the questions every week, reading them out in
no
the
pressure.
High Wycombe.
No,
it's all good. All right, so what's round one, Grace?
Round one is name the piece of IKEA furniture from the name.
Oh, I love this. Okay,
great.
We've all been in the maze that is that Swedish furniture store. It stresses me out a bit because you follow the arrows and I still can't get out. But, I mean, we all know like what that famous bookcase is called from IKEA, but let's have some others and let's see if we can guess what type of furniture it is. That's what we're looking for, is it, Grace?
That's it.
Okay, so question one.
Question number one. Used all over the house, really coming into its own at night, what is a fartig?
A fartig.
A fartig.
Okay. So,
5 second timer, Scott.
Oh, yeah, sorry. This is just a guessing game, isn't it? Useful at night. Swedish name, obviously. Okay, I'm going to say a fartig from your clue is a bed. Chris?
I'm going to go a bed light.
Grace?
The answer is a light fitting with three lights on it. So I'm going to give the point to Chris, actually.
Oh, come on.
Damn it.
Yes.
Okay, next question.
Question number two. A lot of people who are now working from home will know this one. What is a jerker?
Oh, okay. 5 seconds. Here we go. Is it, because of the clue working from home, is it a desk? Chris?
I've gone desk as well.
And the answer is an office desk. You both get a point.
Yes, come on.
Okay, give yourself a point at home if you said office desk as we move on to guess the IKEA furniture from the name. Question three.
Most often found in the bathroom, what is a femin vag?
Femin vag.
Femin what?
A femin vag.
How are you spelling that?
That's F-E-M-M-E-N. New word, yep. V-A-G.
Okay, so it also could be femin vag or vag. We don't know
or
the
varge.
Correct Swedish. Or varge.
Femin varge.
Okay, femin vag, 5 seconds.
It's a silent G.
Well, I don't know. I don't speak the Swedish. I know how to say hello. Hi. No, was it hey? Or hey, hey. And thank you. Tack. Or thank you very much. Tack, tack. Real. Okay, we've had our 5 seconds. What's a femin vag? I'm going to say it's a bookcase.
I'm going to go a basket.
The correct answer is a shower curtain.
Oh.
So no points, I'm afraid.
If you said femin vag was shower curtain, then give yourself a point. If not, then don't. We'll be back with round two and three next on Don't Look It Up. How are you doing so far?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lee the Postie's doing quite well at the quiz so far. Lauren in Norfolk got the first two right. Guess in on the IKEA furniture round. Stephen in London says, I got all three of them right because I had a feature called the IKEA name game on my student radio show at uni. I'll see you in court. I didn't know that, Stephen, and I definitely didn't steal it from you. Hi, Dom and Meg. Girlfriend and boyfriend. Loser cooks dinner tonight. FYI, if you're a pop queen like myself, the next 10 minutes of music you will love on Radio 1. Kim Petras and a gift from Britney Spears. Yes! Okay, let's get on with it. That is round two.
Round two.
Grace, what is round two?
It's Chris's favourite. It's Live Lounge that time forgot.
Oh, yes. There have been so many, many, many Live Lounges over the years. Some world-changing. some not. I mean, really not. But that's the risky take with Live Lounge. It's very exposing for artists. Okay, so question one on this, please, Grace.
Question number one. Which pop star and former girl band member is this covering Fireflies in 2010?
Get the note later.
Former girl band member.
Former girl band member.
Okay, 5 seconds.
And pop star.
I guess it was a big song at the time, but now you wouldn't cover Owl City, would you? But it was a different year, a different time. Cheryl Cole?
Yep, Cheryl Cole.
That is correct, that was Cheryl.
Yes! Okay. 1 point each. Give yourself a point if you said Cheryl Cole. Moving on to another Live Lounge that time forgot. What's this one?
Okay, it's from Sound of Winner, 2009, Little Boots.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name this Radio 1 anthem that she has covered?
You could be the end of me. Always off cassette. Should do the things that I want to do. How could I without 5 seconds. Whoa, what's that song? Whoa. Have you got it?
Yeah, I've got it.
Oh, I'm going to kick myself. Hey.
Quick.
I don't know. Go on.
JLS, Beat Again.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so annoying.
That is correct.
Okay, next one, please.
Okay, final one in this round. Back in 2017, this band were onto their 7th live lounge and decided to cover Tupac Changes.
7th? Yeah.
But who are they? Now I'm back with the Tupac track for you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up.
Don't let the world try smack you up. 5 seconds. They've done 7 live lounges. They must be massive. That's really hard.
That's a hard one.
Oh, I don't even know.
What are you saying, Scott?
Is it Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, that's a really good shout. I've gone The Script.
The answer is The Script.
How
Rich,
do you
get
know
the
that? Are you looking this up?
No, I swear.
Which is the point?
I'm not.
That's the whole point of this game. It's called Don't Look It Up.
Right. So because I'm getting some right, I'm looking it up. I'm not.
That sounded nothing like The Script.
It does. Listen again. Listen to him. It sounds exactly like
Play
it.
Play again. Here we go. Now I'm back with the Tupac track for you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up. Don't let the world try smack you up. Who told them that was a good idea? Once again, of its time, it probably was sounded great at the time. Okay, does anyone have any idea of the points? I know that I'm losing.
Chris is on 5. Scott, you're on 2.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Round 3.
Yes, Grace. What's round 3?
It's famous film quotes.
Oh, brilliant. Hopefully,
this
Chris.
This is not our level.
This is not our level of expertise. Okay, go for it. Question 1, please.
Okay, question number 1. Which 2011 film and Nick Grimshaw favourite features this line? I'm glad he's single because I'm going to climb that like a tree.
That's a good line.
Name the film.
Okay, 5 seconds.
Oh. That's hard.
Okay.
I'm going to go
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Correct. Bridesmaids.
Yes.
What a film. We watched that together, Chris.
We did. Yeah, first time I ever watched that was with you.
In Dubai.
Yeah, that's right.
In our bedroom.
That's right. It was, we
in
did
our
a film
shared
night.
Room.
We did a film night.
I'd like to say for the purposes of UAE laws, and also, because this is true, we were sharing a twin room. Thanks very much.
Got to look after the money, people.
But what a film, especially the start. I also took my mum to see it before that at the cinema, and that did, well, like the first 10 minutes, not that great to watch with your mum. Anyway, Bridesmaids.
It was
gets
on
us...
TV yesterday.
Was
That's,
it?
Yesterday or the day before. Yeah,
Bridesmaids.
It's so good.
It gets us a point each. It's a great film. Question 2.
Question number 2. Which Harry Potter film does Dumbledore hit us with this gem? Happiness can be found in the darkest of places. Ugh. If only one remembers to turn the light on.
Oh, I think you're confusing me with someone that cares.
I'm just going to go for the first one.
The first one.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Or the Chamber of Secrets. I'm going to go Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, I don't even know. It's like that's like a foreign language to me.
Do you want to just guess one, Scott?
Harry Potter and the Windy Farts.
The answer is Prisoner of Azkaban, so no points there.
Okay, next one, please.
Question number 3. It's a film that also seems to be on TV a lot at the moment, but can you name it from this quote? England will be playing 4-4.
Yes.
Two.
Yes. Yes.
Hang on.
Yes.
Okay, 5 seconds.
I don't think you've performed the quote correctly.
Oh. Do you want to go again, Grace?
England will be playing 4-4-2.
Okay. Is that right, Chris?
It's there or thereabouts, yeah.
Okay, only because I saw you tweet about this the other day, I'm saying Mike Bassett, England manager.
Yes, Mike Bassett.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes! I would never have got that if I hadn't seen that tweet, because you were tweeting about it, weren't you?
I actually probably wrongly tweeted that exact quote, which was a bit naughty of me.
Why is it on all the time at the moment? Because no football?
I think so. It's just the best. I love it so much.
Okay. The final scores, and let us know yours on 81199, but ours were, Grace?
Scott, you got 4, and Chris, you got 7.
Go on,
you're
Chris.
Victorious.
Three
again.
Cheers for Ramirez.
What?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mike Bassett, or Mike Bassett, England manager, does it have to be the full title, because the game rests on this for SJ. SJ's going, it's got to be the full title or you don't get the point in their household where they're playing at the moment. Let me just hear from Grace. Yes, Grace, yep, final decision. It has to be the full title. SJ, you win. So if you just said Mike Bassett, apparently that's not enough. It needs to be Mike Bassett,
ridiculous.
England manager.
So,
well,
so
that's
if you
the
were
final
to say,
decision, I'm afraid.
What, but where do you draw the line with this sort of thing? It's like saying that you wouldn't accept the Titanic. You wouldn't accept Titanic. It has to be the Titanic.
It's not called the Titanic. It's called Titanic.
Potato, potato.
Did you think the film was called The Titanic? That's a whole different thing.
I just reached for an example there to make my point.
It was a really bad one. I'd like to
hang
watch.
On a minute.
I'd
so
like
what about
to watch The Titanic, please, right, with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Fine. So, what about Godfather? Is Godfather? We wouldn't accept Godfather. It has to be the Godfather.
But that is The Godfather. It's not The Titanic. This is incredible.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sean Paul.
In the mix.
Yes, Sean Paul.
Yes, bro.
Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm sitting in Jamaica. I'm on my veranda and I'm chilling out.
This is the veranda. We know what it looks like because you did your Radio 1 Big Weekend set from there.
Yeah, man. It's my place to, you know, just go and think.
It was hard to tell from the video. Do you have many people around you? As in, like, when you're up there, are you completely on your own? Or is there another building just behind where they keep kind of looking out the window and seeing you performing?
I live right beside my brother, so he's the only one that has to deal with it, unfortunately. Aww. For him,
he's getting a lot of free performances right now. Okay, Sean Paul, I can't believe that we've got you on. This is legendary. What track are we going to go for first?
Yeah, well, let's go for AJ Tracy, Dinner Guest, man.
Are you loving this track?
Yeah, I really do. It reminds me of course, there's some takeoff of a 90s dance music track.
Yeah, Night Cares.
Yeah, and I kind of like the mixing of the two genres, so to speak. Good looking vibe, and you know, yeah, he's pretty dope on the track, so yeah, love it.
My God, AJ Tracy will be loving that you are bigging him up so much. Let's play it. It's Dinner Guest, chosen by Sean Paul from his roof in Jamaica on BBC Radio 1.
I came here to party, ball to mad lit.
Real G's don't do balloons.
And I'm fake. White Air Forces, they're looking like H. I don't want to force it, but she's looking like me.
Cartier frames in a turtleneck. Fantasy. Parents always love me as a dinner guest. Had the wins, but I'm not a winner yet. If we're trying to make a pass, I'm an intercept. Got the dog up in the club, I ain't bring a pet. Covered in the ice, I ain't trying to sweat. We can make some bread, we can split a check. But I ain't back and forthing on the internet.
Sean Paul
in the mix.
AJ Tracy, Dinner Guest, chosen by Sean Paul on BBC Radio 1.
What's your setup there then? But I'm always intrigued with you and everyone else during this kind of time, how easy it is to get hold of munchies if you need them. Do you have a good selection of snacks there?
Yeah, man, banana chips and Doritos, you know?
The other day, I think someone, like either you or somebody, called Radio 1 like late at night, or it was early in the morning here. Did you do that by mistake?
May have been a pocket dial, mate. Sorry about that.
I think you pocket dialed us. It was like last... Do you know about this, Chris?
I didn't know about it.
One of the people we work with, there's a phone in this studio and it says, missed call from Sean Paul. And it's like 6 a.m. here. So I don't know what you were doing, but yeah, fine. But
I was missing you guys, man. No,
yeah, you just missed Radio 1. Okay, Sean, what are we playing next?
I think we're going to go with my song, Me and Tove Lo, Calling on Me. Very meaningful song, especially right now. I just think that, you know, it suits the mood. So big up to everyone who is going through whatever you're going through. I hope that someone is there for you to just take the little pressure off of your shoulder, you know?
Sean Paul in the mix on BBC Radio 1. This is Calling on Me. Paul and Tuvalo with Calling on Me on BBC Radio 1.
Sean Paul.
In the mix.
All right, let's change it up a bit, Sean. What are we going to have?
Okay, right now we're going to an artist that my mom happened to school me on. You know, it's been a long time that she schooled me on artists. She used to grow me up and have me listen to songs from the Beatles and many different artists. So it's quite a few years that passed that she schooled me on an artist. And she came to me and said, you know, that girl who sings this song, and she couldn't remember the name of the song, and she was like, she has a dope voice. Her name is Sia, and I thought she meant Psy, like the guy who sings the Gangnam Style. So I was like, you mean Psy? He's from Korea. That's not a girl. And she was like, nah, bro, nah. And she hooked me up with the song, and I was like, oh, yeah, I do know this song. But at the time, I thought it was Rihanna. So anyway, big up to Sia. She's an amazing voice and someone that my niece loves and my mom loves. She's dope, dope, dope. So big up Sia, and this one is called Chandelier.
I love that your mom got you into Sia.
It definitely did.
All right, let's play it. It's on Radio 1 now.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Yes, I'm just holding on for tonight. No, I'm just holding on for tonight.
Sean Paul
in the mix.
Sia and Chandelier on BBC Radio 1.
Sean Paul, I've got a question for you there. Like, I've been finding this a bit in lockdown. Like, you chat to mates on Zoom, you know, and it makes me miss the old sort of 3 a.m. sessions with my mates where you'd be, you know, late at night chatting just nonsense, right? But have you been able to still do that? Have you had moments with your mates where, I don't know, you sit on the roof, you relax yourself? And what are the types of conversations that Sean Paul has at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Enough conversations about pum pum. Very serious ones. But the only good thing about all of this is my family time and to spend more time at home and actually just chilling out. So I have a group on my phone that we kind of will select a movie and then talk all over it like Beavis and Butthead did. We kind of do that as a group, as a WhatsApp group. Like, so, it's annoying, but it's a fun way to drink a beer and watch a show, man.
So you choose a movie and then like everyone just talks through it.
And everybody starts at a different time because we're using Netflix, right? Okay, start now. And then some dude just went to the restroom. So when he came back, he's like, I'm just starting, and he's 2 minutes late. So we're always arguing with each other. But it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
We've got a show here called Gogglebox, which is, I think, what you're describing, where it's actually a TV show, which is so popular in the UK, but you just watch people watching TV. So you're just seeing their reactions to it.
And you'd be great on this.
You'd be so good at this.
I think maybe me and my friends should come on that show.
Oh, my God.
It'd be so good. You could light up a big cigarette and we could just watch you reacting.
Sign Sean Paul up to Gogglebox immediately, please. Yeah. All right, where we play next?
Okay, so the next song is called Ting-a-ling-a-ling by one of my musical heroes, someone who I looked up to in the business simply because, yeah, he's Jamaican, but he had a crazy voice. This was one of his bigger, more international known singles that was a real dancehall song.
It's on.
Jump up, up, up and shake your body. Waddle by your mate, cause your mate not ready. Mate look skinny like macaroni. From your mate skinny just call her Teddy. If a girl ready, then a girl not ready. Don't want no girl with no balloon belly. Belly half a flat like a willy penny. Hear the little children sing with quality. Them say ting-a-ling-a-ling. That's all in swing.
Sean Paul.
In the mix.
Shabba Ranks, ting-a-ling on BBC Radio 1. Sean Paul is just chilling in Jamaica. He's choosing these tunes for us. What an honour.
It's a mad one, because I reckon you could work with absolutely anyone you wanted to, right? Is there someone that you would... Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. If you... I mean, unless you're Radio 1, you answer your phone when you get a call from Sean Paul, you know? But is there anyone out there that you've heard recently that you'd really like to collaborate with?
Hold on, someone's calling me now.
Okay. No worries, we'll wait.
The collaborations just keep coming in.
I'm kidding. The collabs have been something that's kept me in everybody's earshot, you know what I mean? So I'm giving thanks for it. Everybody who calls me to do a collab, first of all, I have to like the song, but honestly, I'm honored at the amount of people that do call and... the amount of good music that does come my way.
Who would you be keen to say no to? Where are we at with, say, Lewis Capaldi? He's a good friend of ours. Is that a collaboration that we'd want or not?
It all depends on the song to me, not the person or the band or the genre. It just depends on the song. If it's a great song I could hear myself in, then I will definitely do.
How many people do you actually meet along the way? Because you do so many collabs. Like, do you meet everybody eventually, or is it all just done separately?
Mostly. I've never met Sia, to tell the honest truth. We've spoken, but never met. And that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Because it was her first number one, and it was my fourth number one.
Isn't that mad?
Most of the people, we've probably done work via the internet, and then we've met after. I could say probably everybody.
What about like Beyonce on Baby Boy?
Definitely met her. Mm-hmm.
Little Mix?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. What about the Saturdays? Do you remember them?
Yeah, I do remember the Saturdays.
One of them works here now.
Oh, yeah, Molly.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Molly, yeah.
Molly.
Molly.
Molly. All right. We got Molly.
We're going to get one more track off you, Sean Paul. What is it?
I'm going to go with Bob Marley. Because, first of all, he's another musical hero of my own, someone who's very prolific. And right now, the climate in the United States is kind of like affecting everybody's psyche. So I want to just big up everyone who's standing up for everyone to be equal. No racism. So big up Bob Marley, and this song is called War. And it's actually written by Haile Selassie, which is he was the ruler of Ethiopia, and he's who Rastafarians see as the almighty reincarnation. And so he wrote this in a speech to UN, I think it was back in 1945, or may have been one of those years. But yeah, big up to Bob Marley and everyone who loves reggae.
Sean Paul, I am so pleased that you said yes to a DJ set for us today. And I loved it so much. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you and all that you are doing. It's a very hard time for people. So you are keeping us entertained, sir.
Sean Paul.
In the mix.
Until the philosophy which old one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Ben.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Chris.
Yes, Ben.
What's occurring, Ben? Where are you? Where are you? We're good, thank you.
Good, yeah, I'm just near York. I'm just spraying a field at the moment. Well, I've stopped spraying a field, obviously, to chat to you, but yeah, I'm just near York.
Okay, well, thank you for stopping spraying to speak to us. You're one of the many young farmers that have this show on. It's like a religion for them every single day.
When Yeah, when you're on your own all day, your show makes it go so much quicker listening to you. It's brilliant. Thank you.
Oh, stop it. I've gone red.
Bless you,
stop
Ben.
It. Do you have a preference on bangers normally?
Yeah, usually Chris, but then sometimes Scott, you pick a worldie, so...
A worldie. It's not often, but when it happens, you love it, right?
When it happens, yeah.
Okay. All right, Chris, you offer up yours first today on bangers.
All right, Ben, well, look, I hope you choose mine. Big, big song. Hope you love. My banger choice is this.
Great record.
I love it. Oh, I love this song. Nice one, Ben. This is Black Eyed Peas' Where Is the Love?
Or you can have. My banger, Zedd and Hayley Williams, Stay the Night.
Another choice, Scott.
Is this a worldie, though?
Ooh, not quite the world I was hoping for.
Oh.
No, I certainly think I'm going to pick this. I think it's a very suitable song for this time. I think get stuck on Black Eyed Peas.
Well said, let's do it.
They say all people are six social connections away from each other.
Here he goes again.
Do you think we could try this to bag ourselves a celeb for our podcast?
Let's give it a go.
I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Spencer Matthews.
Join us on a mission to reach a celebrity using the 6 degrees of separation.
With absolutely no prep, no celeb bookers, calling friends of friends and their friends.
Will our powers of persuasion work?
I genuinely give it 50-50.
And is our contacts book more Z-list than A-list?
You don't know a single A-lister.
6 degrees from Jamie and Spencer.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Well, Chris, I think you nailed it today with that choice.
What a song, eh?
Absolutely. And, it felt right to play that. Scott Mills. Black Eyed Peas, Justin Timberlake, Where Is The Love? We'll do another round of bangers at 2:40 this afternoon.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here with Chris at home. Hello.
Hello.
So, Chris was a quiz crasher on Friday. Some people just slipped into his DMs and were like, do you want to join our Zoom quiz? And he did. Just a group of mates. It's like,
yeah, I just thought, why not? I'll tell you what it was. I was waiting for I do a little poker night with my mates. I was just waiting for that. I thought, yeah, go on then. Go on then.
It's that feeling when you're at a wedding and you don't really know anyone at all, but fine. I'm keen to do one tonight. So if anyone's having a quiz tonight, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you're going to do it on Zoom, let me know. Maybe it's like a friends or family quiz or whatever. If you do this on a Monday night, I'm keen to jump on.
Scott Mills.
We haven't done this for a long while, and we all know why, because I would find it very hard to do this if it was on a video call. But I take some of the biggest, most famous artists in the world, people that are known for their excellent singing voices, and I think to myself, they could do with a vocal coach session, because I know that I can get more out of them if they just let me. Now, some would say it's a little patronising to, you know, some of the people that we've had on who are perfectly good singers, but have no fear. I can always get a little bit more out of them, right, Chris?
Exactly, yeah. These are great singers, but they're not used to being pushed anymore because they're at this level. It's a gentle reminder.
So I get them to kind of... I get them to talk through the song almost, like sing back at me, so that they're telling the story a bit more. I don't know whether you heard these, but we're going to play some ones that we've done before for you this week as the Scott Mills Golden Moment. See, at this point when we'd done this, Frey Ridings had only had one hit, so I didn't think it was too patronising. Here's me getting the absolute most out of Frey Ridings.
Gold, 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 the Scott Mills Golden Moment on Radio 1.
If you're wondering now, what have I signed up to?
it's all fine, because at the end of this, you'll be the one recommending this service.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
I need this. I know I do.
So it's Frey Ridings, Lost Without You.
Can I just say, this is a very hard song to coach as well. It's a hard song to sing, and I appreciate that, Freya. But from your point of view, Scott, a hard one to coach, because the words are so emotional. The topic is actually quite sad.
No,
almost.
I don't find that the case at all. I've got it. No.
Fine.
Okay, are we ready? Freya, ready? Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
Standing on the platform, watching you go.
I'm leaving you. I am. How does it feel?
It's like no other pain I've ever known.
Good. Do you love me?
To love someone so much, to have no control.
Well, I'm off to the Isle of Fernando's, and I'm going to have it off with loads of people, and you can't stop me.
You said I want to see the world.
I do.
And I said, go.
I'm off. I'm going to get loose. What do you think about that? Huh? What do you think about that?
I think I'm lost without you.
Good. Tell it to my face.
I just feel crushed without you.
Got your eyes closed. Open your eyes. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
I've been strong for so long, and I never thought how much I needed you.
Right, actually, you're being well intentioned, I love you. This is far too full on. I'm scared.
I think I'm lost without you.
Now, how do you think that went? Better?
I feel like a, you know.
Did it help you feel the emotion? I must have said it was weird for me as an outsider watching what was going on there, because you almost assumed the role of the person that she's singing to.
Yeah, I'm basically.
I've never had an experience like that. I'm not going to lie.
I'm your ex-lover.
Well, we find out things every day.
Round of applause there for Freya Ridings. Like I said, vocal coaching.
Thank you, Scott.
Job done.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Chris Starr, did you hear Silhouettes, your favourite by Avicii, on the 10-minute takeover with Greg this morning?
I did, because I was going to roll it over and play it in bangers today, but then Jack in Essex got it on 10-minute takeover, so I just thought, we'll just leave it at that.
Fair.
But nice one, Jack and Essex, for forcing the agenda. I like it.
Yeah. So is that your choice on bangers as well? Or are you going something different?
I'm going to go something different.
All right.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
And this is where we say good afternoon to Caleb. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hello. Chris is here as well, but he's at home.
All right.
Hello, Chris.
Right.
All right, mate.
So Caleb is 14. He's from Blackpool. What are you doing today, Caleb? Are you helping your mum?
Yes, I am.
What does she do?
Dog grooming.
Oh, okay. And how many dogs have you got groomed right now? Like, how many are in there?
Oh, 3 more left to do yet.
3 more left to do. Now, dogs don't have to remain 2 metres apart, so they can play and do all the things that we're not allowed to do right now. Is that right?
Yeah.
Jealous. Often jealous of being... Actually, more jealous of cats, actually, because they do nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good life being a cat. Would you agree, Chris Stark?
Yeah, it seems all right, doesn't it? I don't know what the rules are with like coronavirus and cats. They seem to do what they want, don't they?
They do
just roll around. Yeah, they're not fussed.
But generally, it's pretending you like your owner, even though you don't, for food, then eating food, and then just licking your bottom. What a life.
Yeah, yeah.
Caleb, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Now, this is a man called Eminem. Are you aware of him?
Yeah. Kind of like it. Go on, Chris.
Yeah? Okay. This is my one. It's called Not Afraid. It's one of his best songs.
All right, Caleb, I can't wait to see what you choose today, because on one hand, you've got Eminem, and then on the other hand, you've got almost the polar opposite of Eminem.
Okay.
And that is my banger choice for you.
What is going on? Hello, are you okay? Somebody spent too much time in the house.
I just thought, why not? This is a High School Musical. I don't actually know the name of the song,
but
it's
together.
Along the lines of we're all in this together.
I appreciate the sentiment, but yeah.
I think I've chosen some very meaningful songs today. Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? And then High School Musical.
It's going to bring us all together.
We're all in this together. There we go.
Right.
Caleb, it's up to you.
Yeah, go on, Caleb.
I think I have to go to Scott today.
Yeah, I would if I was you. I mean, it was a nice idea,
no?
Chris. It was a nice idea.
Yeah. It's been a ride.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Just letting you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
I'll be honest, that's not as good as I remember it.
That was whiffy.
You can't say Eminem is whiffy. It's Eminem.
Not saying Eminem's... Listen, some of the greatest artists of all time, they all have not-so-good ones.
It's not as whiffy as Berserk. Oh, that stinks.
Thing is, I know what happened there. Caleb was... How old was he? 14, 15?
Yeah.
You didn't want to lose face. You knew High School Musical should have been chosen there in any other circumstance.
Well, Peter in Newcastle says, what it must be like to be young enough to worry about losing your credibility, so you have to pick Eminem. That could have happened. Can I also just say, want to feel old? Caleb was born in the same year as High School Musical came out, so he would have missed it. It was the same year, 2006.
I never buy that. That's what loads of people say. I often hear that from management bods at Radio 1. It's like, people are aware of stuff that's happened before they were born.
Yeah, but babe, like...
Let's not be scared.
No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is...
I think you're scared. That's the thing. I think you're worried.
Nobody... Here's the thing. There are certain things in life that everybody knows, okay? Nobody to a 14-year-old goes, oh, by the way, you missed out on High School Musical. You should really check that out. Nobody. They don't. Oh, hang on. On line one, is it? Or line two? Line one. Hello? Who's that, please?
Hiya, it's Gemma.
Yes, Gemma, how can I help you?
Well, I think that was a travesty. I think you should pay High School Musical anyway.
Don't. Yeah, there's so many coming in.
I agree. And actually, I think what it is here is Scott just needs to know it's okay to argue with a 15-year-old on Radio 1. You don't need to be scared. You're not going to look old because of it.
No, it's not that. What I'm saying is, like, when babies are born now, when they're like 10, their mum and dads aren't going to go, do you know what you've really missed out on, High School Musical? They're not. It was of its time. It's not like one of those things that everyone's going to know for the rest of time.
But mistakes are being made here.
All right. Gemma, you're one of hundreds, so should we play it?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's play it. That's like 2 minutes too long, isn't it?
Don't talk over the song. It's like talking over a classic.
Actual crap.
No, I disagree. I think the verses are poor, but the chorus is amazing.
Actually, let's think about it. Now we've heard both of them on the radio. Two extremely poor bangers quality choices.
Radio 1.
Jamie in Middlesbrough, know this song word for word, watched all three films on my day off the other day. Jess in Plymouth, can't believe I still remember the dance to this, currently dancing in my dining room.
Yes.
I, for one, if I ever have any, will be letting my kids know about High School Musical and about the new series about the school where it was set. Oh my God, right. Do you know about this? There's a
no.
new. Yes, there's a new one. It's really... I actually have watched it. The whole thing has not aged well. They just need to forget about it. Like, it was of its time. And the movie, someone says, not afraid to admit, I did watch the movie the other day. Loved it at the time. It has not aged well. Yeah, it's 2 hours of your life you won't get back that now. Breaking Free, obviously, is the standout tune. Not so much that one. Anyway, you live and you learn.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 11 and in the mix from 1, from Beverly Hills, actual Katy Perry.